With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 8 minutes past the hour of 12. Yes, we are working today, carrying the economy on our back. Chad Arman, Chris Tubbs is here. Harrigan, he doesn't care about the economy. He doesn't care about America. You never can trust him. It is part two of Dumber Than We Thought. Adam Robert Carter continues from his show. Hopefully you check that out on a regular basis with Jordana. No Jordana today. So we'll be back with Adam on Monday, 9 to noon. You can find Adam and Jordana's excellent show anywhere you find your podcasts. You can check them both out on Twitter. You can find our show on the all the podcasting opportunities. Okay, at some point last night, Mr. Carter, I offered up this tweet at Chad Hartman Show. Okay, I will say it. When you include everything, including off-the-field nonsense, consistency, variety of routes, use him everywhere, hands, catching the ball in traffic, no meltdowns during games. Give me Jefferson over Moss. I said it. Everything has to be considered. You say what?
I understand that, but I think I consider place and time, and I look at Randy Moss and how he changed the game, how he changed the trajectory of the Minnesota Vikings franchise, and I still say Randy Moss. I just think that his arrival was such a significant event, not only for the Vikings, but I think for football and how it was played. Different times. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but it's certainly a different game now where we emphasize the passing game much more than it was when in Randy Moss's time. But you could argue that Randy Moss had a big role in that, in chucking it deep. And
I don't think we use the word chucking enough, too.
I love the term, chucking it. Mm-hmm. Chuck it. Chuck it up there. So I still say, I still lean Randy Moss, although Justin Jefferson, like for all the aforementioned things you stated in your tweet, it's pretty darn good.
He is, in my view, and again, I see him. I don't see Ja'Marr Chase quite as much. Mm-hmm. I don't see Tyreek Hill quite as much, but I've watched those guys play a lot, and they're spectacular. To me, Jefferson is clearly the best receiver in the game. Now, to your points, I don't disagree with any points on your two major ones. Where were the Vikings going until Moss arrived? It was, you know, the Vikings handed this baton to the Flip McHale Garnett Wolves, where it was one and out, one and out. Denny took over a Bernsey-led group that was toast, done. It was going to be rebuilding. And because Denny was such a good coach, they started winning right away. But outside of the bizarre Giants game, which at the same time Denny was threatening to buy the team and buy out the ownership and sue them all, they weren't winning. I mean, you could not forget how amazing that was with Denny when he wrote the book. They weren't going anywhere, and Moss comes in. I remember talking to my guy, Jeff Diamond, Vikings general manager, and like a day or two in, He just tells me, you are not going to believe how good this guy is. I go, hey, I've seen, you know, Chris Carter. He goes, no, you're not going to believe. And you're right. He changed the direction of the Vikings. He changed the energy. He changed the fans. He caused the NFC North teams to every year to take three different cornerbacks.
Yep.
I'm not trying to dismiss Moss. And Moss at his peak is the best wide receiver ever. The problem is his peaks, and it's not like they were small windows in time, but we forget about walking off the field, or we forget the 41 donut game when he literally is trying to get five people on the field. We forget the locker room stuff that he was causing. We forget when he would check out in games. Mm-hmm. We forget when Mike Tice had to kiss his butt with the Randy ratio. So if it's just purely at their best, yeah, at his best, I think he's better than Rice. Now, Rice just never wanes, so Rice is better. I just look at Jefferson. There's no nonsense.
Yep.
You use him everywhere. His hands, I don't think we gave his hands enough credit. He goes into traffic like he gets smashed in the play last night, and you assume he's going to catch it. Heck, he throws the ball pretty good. Actually, Moss did too. There's no drama with him. There's nothing. His numbers are better. So pure impact in the league, no. Pure impact in changing the direction of the franchise, no. But if you include all the stuff, even if you disagree with me, it's damn close.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah, I mean,
and again, like Moss too, they lucked into Jefferson because so many teams passed on him. And by the way, with Moss, passed on him because of the legal stuff and the off the field stuff. Jefferson was just such a great draft, and teams blew it and selected the wrong guys.
Yep. Yep. But it's whatever you want to say. Like, you select this stuff, you know, the elimination of the off the field stuff too, which is, can't be discounted, but I also include just the impact on the team and the league, especially given the times and how the game has changed, even from 1998 to 2005 to where we're at now.
It's a pretty good run of receivers in this franchise's history.
Yep.
Because somewhere Chris Carter is raising his hand right now and saying, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Did you miss me? And maybe the most underrated Viking of all time is Anthony Carter.
Anthony Carter.
I don't get why. I mean, I do get it a little bit. Is he's kind of a surly human being. Okay. And he doesn't come back and participate in all the Vikings things. Anthony Carter at Michigan was like, I mean, there weren't many players like Anthony Carter in college football at the time. In fact, there was no one like him. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to USFL, and when he comes here, the 87 playoff run is all about one guy, Anthony Carter. And, you know, Rashad was good. Sammy White was good. Carter is forgotten. So if you're a Viking fan and just want to watch wide receivers, pretty good. I also want to applaud Adam Thielen last night.
Yes.
For on national television, having a bad turkey and spitting it out right on the field.
Bravo, sir.
I mean,
that Bemidji,
did somebody
state,
else
that
have
Bemidji
to go pick
education.
That up later, though?
Yeah, probably. What is that? I don't know. How about his handshake with Bill Belichick?
Oh.
Remember, yeah, those two got into it last game, right? Is that?
Yes.
On the sideline?
I don't know if. Yes, you're right. It was. Thielen doesn't squawk. Let's go with that term since you went chuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go squawk as much as he used to.
Chirp.
Chirp. Adam, I don't know if you know this. He's from Minnesota.
Bemidji State.
Yes, exactly. He could be kind of a whiner on the field. Maybe he's kind of lost that. Yep. I don't know if Belichick just remember that or was so bitter, but that was not a stop and chat, was it?
No. It was a blow by, like the best blow by ever. Well, I still remember it was the Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz. That one was the best.
that was tremendous. Jim Schwartz. You know, he had two NFL coaching opportunities, but he seems like somebody just should be an assistant, right? Jim Schwartz. Yes. The long handshake, you know, all that nonsense. That was good. Okay, let's pause. Adam's here for another segment. Major Garrett is here at the bottom of the hour. Is it time to check the cranium and see what's working? When I'm suggesting Justin Jefferson, better than Randy Moss. You want to chime in with the phone call? You want to chime in with the text? You absolutely can. 651-461-9226.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to play here on Thanksgiving at home, family, all the family here, ready for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night, as I got turkey in my mouth. But it was a little dry.
Hey, that's the best. I was just about to say, this is the one night your mom always tells you not to eat with food in your mouth. This is the one. Take a bite.
Oh, I've been biting.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's Adam Thielen just pointing out the truth. Turkey's always dry, spitting it out. Again, folks, confused. I would think by now you know this. Adam Thielen from Bemidji. That's where he had all of his success. More significant, getting boat raced by Dallas or 4 days later, the bounce back against an overhyped team. The Patriots. They had won 5 of 6, but they're beating Zach Wilson. They're beating the Colts. I mean, they're beating just dreadful teams.
Did they beat the Bills, though?
They did beat the Bills, but what do we think about the Bills right now? Yeah. They barely beat the Lions.
Man Campbell.
I was in and out of that game. It sounds like the Lions might have screwed up some
no
clock management. I mean, this is my shocked face and
Tony
and
Romo
voice.
Tony Romo, why does he's always like telling the replay guy, okay, stop this, stop it there, okay, play it, okay, roll it. Does he really need to do that?
Wow, how long have you hated Tony Romo?
Come on, Tony,
are you done with Romo?
Yeah, we thought he was great, and then I don't know.
I still think he's good, but I don't think he's as revolutionary as we once thought. Mm-hmm. Do you think Jim Nance is sitting there on another Thanksgiving and saying, can I just be back in Monterey? I mean, can we go back to just calling these games from our houses? Did Jim really care about that Buffalo-Detroit game? How many holidays has Jim missed?
Oh, and you got to be in Detroit, too. You're like, oh,
whoa, did you say that to Murph?
I did.
Come on. Fools. Suggesting he's Thielen's from Detroit Lakes but went to Mankato.
Oh, come on.
What kind of Wikipedia are you going to?
Check it out.
By the way, before I get to your answer on more significant, the Dallas shellacking or the win last night among the techs, unlike Moss, Jefferson doesn't shirk from getting hit while trying to catch over the middle, and points out just the height difference and how it magnifies Jefferson. Yeah, Randy didn't exactly love the middle. That is for sure. I still think the Dallas loss is more significant because if you're trying to judge them as a team, they're going to make the playoffs. That's a given now. Did I think they were going to the start of the year? Absolutely not. No, I did not. I thought they'd be on the edge, maybe. But in the end, no, I did not. But I think Dallas is very good. I don't think they're the, 85 Bears or the A6 Giants. They beat just an okay team at home. And then the type of team they're going to have to beat in either the first or second round, beat them by 37. So I still think that's the more significant one.
I don't. I think the bounce back game on a short week. I love that term.
You're a big bounce back guy, aren't
bounce
you?
Bounce back short week. I think that's more significant, even though, yes, it's not the Tom Brady, you know, mid-2000s Patriots. It's still, I think, more impressive. And like I talked about earlier, it was like such textbook how all their games have been this year. They come out with the well-executed first drive.
Yep.
Score the touchdown.
Touchdown is 7 of the 11 opening drives. That's then pretty remarkable.
Yeah, then it becomes a track meet, back and forth, and then they find a way.
All the cliches. You got all the football terms. You're chucking meets. It. Track meet? I mean,
I just want to work in, loaded for bear. We'll get loaded, pin the ears back and bring the house.
Yes.
I can use that. They take the touchdown to go up. And then they pin the ears back and bring the house and get two significant, thank you, two significant,
thank you,
tackles, TFLs.
Yeah, the defensive line finally showed up after they turned Mac Jones has been dreadful
right.
this whole year.
I think Zacharias
two more points.
Is a little hurt.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, I think he is. Daniil, I think the injuries just changed him. He's Let's just be honest. He's not the same player once was. Two last points. We got to go to our guy, Major Pierre.
Get into shape.
Yeah, exactly. Your arms, Daniil. Come on. How long does Hunter Henry have to have the ball? I mean, I'm sorry. If I get to run the NFL, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Catches it. He's obviously in the end zone. If he runs that ball that way,
yep.
That's a touchdown, right? There's no denying. But go to the ground, roll around, go home, have turkey, wake up, take a shower. If he doesn't hold the ball the entire time, yep. I hate that rule.
Yes.
He caught it. He was over the goal line. That's a touchdown.
I agree with you. I was thinking, that call could go either way, really. And it would, but yeah, that's I don't understand. Was it Dez Bryant? Was that the original? What is a catch? What isn't a catch?
Dez was, and that was awful too.
Yeah.
That was a touchdown, right? There's no comparison to what happens if you run it.
Yes.
And you fling it ahead.
Yes.
And then it gets knocked away, and the guy barely has control when he flings it ahead. But that's a touchdown. Yeah. Versus now. You have to show it to your newborn child in the hospital, and it's still in your bosom.
Yes.
In your bosom. Also, sign me up for the Vikings Thursday night games every year. For me, it works out great because I got to say, listen, I got to work. I got to watch the game.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to linger, get out of here. We were debating, and you brought it up on your show, too. What's the time limit? That I think that's a great way to get people out of the house. Is the fear, though, that the diehard sports fan might say, hey, okay, I watch the game with you?
Yeah, they're going to want to watch it with you. Oh. I have to focus. I got to take notes.
Yeah, no, I don't want you coming over at 12 and you're still at my house at 10:30 unless your name is Halle Berry. That's the list.
I got a grade lineman.
Exactly. I got to chart this. What's on the agenda for the rest of the day?
We're just about to figure that out. The Lobster and I are going to decide what to do. Maybe I do have a little foam. I'd like to go watch the match somewhere.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
I would do it. Could we get to Russia to come in? I'd love to meet you at a bar and have a cocktail outside. I have to pick up Q. So
to Russia.
Go check and see if OD's is open. If O'Donovan's is open, you got to go
call.
There.
Yeah, that's a good call, too. Yeah.
Check on OD's. All right, my brother. Have a great weekend. We'll talk and text more than people know.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.